Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with KCII's General Manager, Joe Nichols, about this year's Caring Christmas Food Drive.
KCII's 12th annual Caring Christmas Food Drive is underway. Can you tell people what this is?
Well, first of all, we are collecting food to help feed those in need. This is our, as you mentioned, the 12th year of us doing this, and it's grown over the years. We feel it's a very important thing to be able to do, primarily because we want to help those that are in need. I mean, this is a time of the year where they need that. So we've worked with about 8 different food pantries throughout the area, primarily through Washington County, but some just outside the county area. And we collect food from basically anytime now through the end of December, and we deliver it in January is when our delivery typically takes place.
So it helps kind of restock the food pantries after the holidays have kind of been dispersed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, November, December are a couple of the busiest months of the year for most food pantries, helping those in need with, you know, through the holiday time frame. And a lot of times giving can be decent during those time frames from people as well. But what we found is that once we get into the new year, some of the giving tends to kind of stop as we all have busy lives and things start to happen. But the food pantries still have those that they need and help on a consistent basis. So our goal's always been to, you know, help them if they need it before the holidays, because we are collecting food, but primarily it's to really restock the shelves, make sure they start their year off on the right track after depleting everything through the holiday time frame.
And if people are interested in donating canned foods or non-perishable foods, where can they drop off these items?
Sure. Great question. First of all, we have sponsors as part of our Caring Christmas. We have a list of them on our website, and the ones that have food boxes in their business where you can make a donation very easily. Anything we collect at our sponsors' businesses will stay in that community. I think that's something important to know. So as an example, if they were in Kelowna, and you drop food there, it goes to the Kelowna Food Pantry and so forth. And so anywhere that you find our food boxes, and again, those are online, that's places you can make those donations. Also, as you see the big red radio out and about at different events and different things, you can bring those items to us, and we will gladly take those. You can bring them into the station as well. And then we also have some pre-bagged items from the Washington Hy-Vee and Washington Walmart, where they've bagged up items specifically for the food drive that you can purchase very easily. They've done a great job building those bags up to make sure you're getting a lot of food for the dollar. And then we, you know, you can buy them there, and we pick them up from them, and then we will also distribute those. So it makes it very simple and easy.
And is there a goal for how many items you're hoping to get this year?
You know, I don't know if it's specifically a goal. I like to say we'd like to be able to fill the big, big red radio, the trailer, the 25-footer. We had that pretty much filled up last year, and I like to have that filled up plus the little big red, and we go out you know, ultimately, every little bit helps. You know, even if it's just a few items that you have, if everybody were to do that, we would end up with a whole lot. So, you know, I don't really have a goal like in weight or anything along those lines, or specifically in a number of items. We just try and collect more each and every year. So, and fill the big red radios up. It's a great thing when you see that filled up and you have to create a path to get through and do some stuff. It's a great feeling knowing that you're helping a lot of people.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners as the holidays approach?
You know, we've got a lot of things planned here. We're going to have a lot of fun being out at the parades and different things of that nature. But just keep in mind, we'll collect items anytime, I mean, for the food drive. Stay tuned for some different contests we're doing on air. We want to also, you know, have something rewarding back to our listeners as well. So we're doing some contests where you can get something in return. But, you know, like I said, just anything you can do to help with the food drive is greatly appreciated. Most of everything we're doing, keep in mind, food drive doesn't always mean just food. A lot of these places also accept, and we try and help out with, you know, some toiletry type items, deodorants, shampoos, toilet paper, paper towels, Kleenexes, things of that nature as well, because they do help people in a lot of different ways. We don't take any kind of medicines, so those are something we can't accept. But keep in mind that it's not always just the food that they're helping people with. We try and help in a lot of different ways. And we also would accept monetary donations, and we will get those to the food pantries as well.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with General Manager of KCII, Joe Nichols, speaking about KCII's 12th Annual Caring Christmas Food Drive. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.